10:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and remember, you can listen with the Radio Pup app, just download it, and you can listen to the show and the station no matter where you go. We continue on with our coverage of Texas 2014. Early voting continues here in the state of Texas in the Republican Democratic primaries, and joining me in studio, a Republican candidate who's appeared on the program beforehand, but Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Ken Cope, in studio.
Good morning, Texas. Thank you for having me back.
Well, thanks for coming back in studio. I appreciate it. And the last time we had you in, it was, about a month ago, it seems?
About a month ago, yes. A lot of miles between here and there, at least 6,500 miles since the last time I talked to you.
What have you been hearing from folks? Because, I'll put this out there. There are a lot of folks who look at this primary and go, okay, John Cornyn has such a huge lead. One would think a huge lead. Why would anyone be challenging him? Steve Stockman, he's kind of the joke in the race, and I think you kind of agree with that. Really,
I agree. I actually call for him to get out of the race because he was an embarrassment to Texas and to the Republican Party.
What have you been hearing from folks when you go around?
Well, quite honestly, the people that I've talked to in Texas, and that's all over Texas, I just said 6,500 miles last month, they're not buying into these poll data that you're talking about. And they're very angry and frustrated with John Cornyn. And apparently, I must be striking an accord because today's headline is that Ken Cope wrong for Texas. And that came right straight out of Mr. John Cornyn's office. So obviously, I'm ruffling some feathers, and he's decided that I'm the one that he needs to tackle in this race. And I just say, bring it on. But people are not happy. Citizens know the truth of what the situation is in Texas, and John Cornyn is disconnected from them, and that has proven itself over and over again throughout Texas.
Let me ask you this: how is he disconnected? You've heard the rebuttals out there that he has a great voting record, that he's one of the most conservative U.S. senators. What are your reaction to that?
Well, there's an hour of material right there. Best voting record, I guess, if you're actually for an increase in the national debt. He only voted 9 times now. Last time it was 8 when I was here. 9 times he's voted for that. He's done nothing in immigration. He's done nothing about tax reform. So there's many examples, and when you just throw in the campaign finance money, just he's a disaster as a leader, and that is what is coming through loud and clear. And people in Texas are feeling that. That's what they're articulating to me. When I go into some place, the first thing when I tell them I'm Ken Cope and I'm running for the United States Senate, first thing they say is ABC, and I'm ABC. Yeah, anybody but Cornyn. So I guess I fit that qualification, and I'm anxious to accept their vote and move forward because I'm anxious to go do some really good. I'm the only solutions-based candidate. They're not getting solutions out of John Cornyn, and that's what they're really upset about. He has not been talking to the people. He's not been on the campaign trail out here talking to the people. He's afraid of Texans, and that's an interesting situation to say that I'm wrong for Texas when he won't even go talk to Texans.
You were obviously upset, and there were a lot of Texans who were disappointed in his vote for cloture about a week ago.
You're talking about for the debt.
Yes. Right, for the debt ceiling. He came back, he posted on Facebook, hey, I voted against the debt ceiling, but beforehand he had voted for cloture to stop debate and to end the possible filibuster. What would you have done, and do you think where he was coming from and where some of the other U.S. senators, obviously he wasn't the only one, but there was a group of U.S. Republican senators who say, we got to get the process moving so that way we can win in 2014.
Well, the two primary, himself and Senator McConnell, are the leaders of the Republican caucus in the Senate, and they do not know how to stand up or how to negotiate. They do not have the skills, and they are actually just failed leadership. I would not have voted for that. I would have forced it to go if it would have required shutting down the government short term. I'm prepared to go do that because it's better that we fight this fight today than lose the battle in our country tomorrow, and that is exactly what's happening. And he does not understand that. He's been basically a seat-warming senator for 12 years, and he's just writing it and writing it and writing it. He's a professional politician. I have never run for office. I'm not a professional politician, and I'm not going up there for that. And it doesn't bother me if I'm going to be frustrating people in Washington, D.C., because I'm going to be standing on principle. And it's interesting, the things that I'm standing up for, leadership in fiscal responsibility are biblical principles, and yet the sitting senator for the state of Texas is calling me out and saying, I'm wrong for Texas. Explain that that item.
Visiting with Ken Cope, you can visit his website, copetexas.com. Let's talk about some of the other areas of interest that you have.
Sure.
What are some issues that, if elected, if you go on to the U.S. Senate, what would you want to tackle?
There's a lot of things, but obviously the top two issues right now in this election are Obamacare and the economy, which is jobs, mm-hmm. and they're actually linked together. I believe that with over 100 million people preparing to lose their health insurance by the end of this year, we've got to have some type of a fix in place. Our old system, we can't just fall backwards. It isn't there anymore. The service providers are gone. The policies are gone. We've got to have some type of a fix, and I have put forward a plan that says that we need to have a market-driven fix that is not a federally subsidized program, but allow the market principles in which to set prices and competition and so on. And the only role of the federal government is to break down the barriers between the states, because that is a federal government issue. So that's the first thing. I would like to go forward with a 503 IRS elimination plan, which you can see out on Cope, Texas. And I explain it very clearly. It's a 5% national sales tax, 0% on small business under 2 million gross sales, and 3% on businesses with over 3 million. And it actually eliminates all tax filings, not even on a postcard. Hmm. And it's at worst, it's revenue neutral. And it has so many different entangling things that are positive, that tie directly with the economy. It's an engine for the economy. We've got to take the shackles off of business, the statism that's been happening from the EPA and on the Energy Department, which we live in here in West Texas. The things that are happening, that they are restricting business opportunities and jobs, we've got to change that around. And we have to have a senator that'll stand up and be prepared to fight. And right along with Ted Cruz, I might say. And I'm not Ted Cruz, but I believe I know where he's going with a lot of his things. And you know, I reserve the right to have my own opinion as an adult. And I think it'd be kind of good to have an adult in our senior senator's chair in the United States Senate.
Visiting with Ken Cope, you can visit his website, copetexas.com. Where are you when it comes to term limits? That's something that has been thrown out there by a lot of Republicans lately.
It's empty rhetoric. And even when you look at the rest of the candidates on the race, particularly young ones, and you can take a look at those, they shy away from the word term limits.
Sure.
I don't. I've taken a contract with Texas. It's out at copetexas.com. You can read it. I stand up and say, if I'd be so blessed to be selected to be your next United States senator, I under no circumstances would I ever be more than two. And the only reason I'd get two is if my job performance was such that I was able to display to Texans that I am the right man, and it's not because I'd have $10 million worth of campaign funds, because I will shut the doors on campaign finance coming into my campaign for 4.5 years. So I'll be focusing on Texas business.
Let's take a look at some obvious issues that are out there besides debt ceiling. There is a story that I just brought up, U.S.-Mexico. Thinking about easing the border for the trusted travelers. You heard my thoughts when you were over on the other side. But there are already U.S. senators and different members of Congress who are warning the president on this. Hey, remember, you've got to go through us. When it comes to anything like this, you've got to go through us. Obviously, President of the United States hasn't always had the exact same opinion that he's had to go and work with Congress. Do you think the president has overstepped his authority? And if you were in the Senate right now, how would you address that?
Yes, and I would. And one of the things that I have brought forward that I would like to go work through the Senate is to the consent clause of Article 2, Section 2. I do not believe that it's been fully used and properly used. The interpretation is that it's permanent, and I believe that they are in a state of consent. And because of that, the United States Senate has the authority to remove consent at any time. And this is separate and apart from Article 2, Section 4, which is the impeachment piece. Because of that, it has no oversight authority at all from the President of the United States. And since the Democrats have just removed the 60 votes down to 51 mm-hmm. required, come November, when we have just retaken the United States Senate as a Republican Party. And in January, when you're newly elected Ken Cope senator for the state of Texas, I'd be one pushing forward to say, Mr. Eric Holder would be probably the first one. Let's review your performance to the Constitution of the United States under the executive orders that have been provided by the president. Because Mr. Holder has the same oath that we do, defending and supporting and defending the Constitution. And when he violates it, it's incumbent upon the United States Senate to remove their consent. And once removed, it's time for a new change. And I believe that we ought to be leveraging that to the maximum strength and using the Constitution as an offensive thing instead of a defensive pillow. And I'm looking for every way I can. I've got some other ideas, but that's what I do, and particularly with this one about immigration, which is, you know, it's a very hot subject, as you know, with me.
Sure, absolutely. When looking at the Constitution, when looking at the U.S. Senate, it looks a lot of times, I think, to a lot of folks out there that Republicans, they want to play a little bit of defense, but they don't want to go too far. Do you think Republicans in the Senate have been too soft, and maybe even in the House as well?
Yes. What great questions. I mean, let's ask straight out. Absolutely, they've been too soft. They're afraid of standing up for conservative principles and the things that have kept the Republican Party so well together. Just look back at Ronald Reagan. I mean, when he was running for president of the United States, he didn't make it the first time. He ran a second time. But it was everyone was chastising him about the conservative party, but look what he did for the country, the value of the conservative principles. And it's common sense, basic biblical type principles that when you rely upon those become the cornerstone for your party. And our party has done great about giving up the message. You know, we've alienated everybody.
What about the argument though? And this is what some in the Republican Party have said. If we push too far, whether it be on the debt ceiling, we shut down the government, we're going to get bad press. We're going to lose in 2014. You could lose the country again in 2016, could lose the White House. Do you buy into that argument, or do you think that is just a media hyped argument?
I think there's a lot of media hype, and it's bought into by the establishment Republicans. The problem that they really see is that it's the Tea Party, it's the conservatives, it's the strength and a growing environment of them, and that establishes their status or rattles their status quo. And I believe that a lot of that the strength of the conservative values is being underestimated, it's being downplayed for political purposes, and that is a failure of leadership on Senator John Cornyn, the number two guy in the United States Senate.
I have two more things for you. One, tell folks a little bit about your background so they know that.
I'm a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Army. I spent 27 years. I started as a private and came out as lieutenant colonel. I've spent 28 years in corporate America as a business executive doing business development operations in a global aerospace manufacturing company. I started as a cost control specialist. I'm married 39 years. My bride and I, we have 3 children, 5 grandchildren. I like to say I have 4 grandsons and 1 grand princess. Christian, pro-life, social, fiscal, conservative, capitalist.
Senator John Cornyn is in Lubbock today, and probably they are driving around Lubbock right now, heading to one of the local schools. If they are tuning in, message would you send to him?
Well, I'd invite him over here with you and I, Chad. Let's sit down and have a debate. Let's sit down and discuss why Ken Cope is wrong for Texas. He won't show up with any of the big campaigning activities and around with us. I throw that challenge out. If I'm so bad and you want to call me out, I'm willing to stand toe-to-toe and look at the tiger and tell him not only does he have no teeth, but his breath stinks. Let's get on with it. Let's go. I'm man to man. I'm sitting here waiting for him. Come on over, Senator. Let's have a discussion. Let's talk to Texans about Texas interests.
CopeTexas.com. Ken Cope, I appreciate your time today.
God bless Texas. Thanks, everybody. Vote Cope.